Student success is at the forefront of everything the Halton Learning Foundation, HLF, does. Burlington's Bob Elliott is chairman of the nonprofit organization that has been helping to eliminate barriers for students in Halton since it began in 2000. Created by a senior management team at Halton District School Board, HDSB, initially HLF helped to address the funding shortfall created by provincial cutbacks to boards of education. Officially registering as a nonprofit in 2004, HLF will celebrate 20 years next year, having disbursed more than $5.3 million in scholarships, schools grants and emergency funds for basic necessities to help more than 14,000 students. Elliott, who started with the board 2 years ago and was named chairman in February, said he knew he wanted to help when he first learned that finances were impacting student success. He said when he heard that 1 in 10 students live below the poverty line, he was shocked. I said, no way. And that is our biggest challenge, he said. Finances are one of the things standing in the way of student success. Fortunately for HDSB students, HLF has helped equalize things for those who need some help so they can stay engaged in learning. Elliott added that every student deserves an equal opportunity to learn, and that's one of the reasons he chose to get involved with HLF. Providing food, clothing, school supplies, opportunity and inclusion are the ways HLF has made a difference. HLF's vision, Elliott noted, is simple: ensuring all HDSB students have financial support to realize their potential. Over the years, that has been guided by the needs of the community, which are constantly evolving. HLF helped more than 1,400 students in 2022, with things such as clothing, transportation and school supplies. Another 88 students were included in field trips and other learning opportunities they could otherwise not afford. Students at 65 schools across Halton benefited from learning tools and resources funded by HLF, while another 102 students received an award or a scholarship to continue their education beyond high school. HLF collaborates with the HDSB throughout the school year to ensure our collective efforts provide all students with the support they need to thrive in learning and achieve their potential, said Curtis Ennis, HDSB Director of Education. Leslie Mansfield directed the HLF for several years and became the face associated with the nonprofit group at fundraising and donor events. She retired in March. The chief executive officer now is Mark Clare, who started in April, and he's one of only three staff members who work out of one small portable at the HDSB's Guelph Line board offices. Clare said there are some 67,000 HDSB students, and requests for help were up 30% in the last year. With colder temperatures, snow and winter around the corner, right now, they're seeing requests for things like boots and winter coats. It's about helping those students find success in school, he said. Elliott said Clare is a super addition to HLF, especially because of his background with HDSB. He has a bachelor's degree in education and has taught part-time at the elementary school level for 7 years. The board and staff have developed a new mission, every student deserves a chance, and a 5-year strategy that will enable HLF, with public support, to increase its impact on a growing number of students in need. In 2022, HLF established a partnership with the HDSB Welcome Center's youth settlement specialists to quickly identify and assist newcomer students arriving with next to nothing from Ukraine, Syria and other countries. In addition, during the pandemic, HLF helped with remote learning, which took a toll on children's development and mental health. HLF provided long-term investments in students by granting every funding requested by schools for learning tools and resources. In addition, HLF benefited from the RBC Foundation for funding mental health and well-being initiatives. For instance, Pauline Johnson Public School used a grant from HLF to purchase grade-specific books on topics related to mental health and well-being, which are helping foster a positive learning environment. HLF has a healthy reserve fund and has been able to support every request for student funding. In the 2022 school year, they received more than $1 million thanks to donations and fundraising. Elliott said HLF continues to think about donors and is always looking for corporate sponsors, individual donations and ideas. Volunteers are being sought for HLF board positions. 9 board members meet quarterly as required. For details, email Clarum at haltonlearningfoundation.ca by January 2, 2024. For more information, to donate, or if you or a student you know needs help, call 905-749-4453 or visit www.haltonlearningfoundation.ca.